This is once again another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host Eddie Greer checking in with you here on a new week here, the last full week of the month of April 24th, 2023. This is the postcast edition for baseball before I touch on the series finale, K-State UC Irvine. I do want to pass my condolences to the Barrett family, as the K-State legendary icon Ernie Barrett, known as quote-unquote Mr. K-State, unfortunately passed late last week. I believe it was over, late last week. I believe it was last Friday when I came across this news as well. So I would be remiss if I did not mention that here on this podcast, all things K-State. He was obviously reading up on him. I didn't know him personally, obviously, but just knowing a little bit about his background, he was definitely the definition of K-State. And of course, I remember the memory what sticks out to me was, of course, back in the Bruce Weber era there, where we knocked off that thrilling run in the NCAA tournament, that which was, of course, was ended in the Elite Eight against Loyola Chicago, if I can't speak, where he was in the locker room there. He and Barry Brown had that big embrace there afterwards. There, that was a tremendous emotional moment there. Of course, he didn't beat Kentucky where he was a player, so that right there was my, if anything, was my top memory of even knowing who he was. So I don't know him personally again, but that just that memory sticks out. That whole entire game, how that played out. You know, Kentucky being the big dogs they were back then. Yes, I'm saying back then, even though it was several years ago now, like 4 or 5 years ago now, something like that. Can't believe it's been that long. Feels like it happened yesterday. But K-State upsetting Kentucky, knocking them off, and moving on to the Elite Eight. And Ernie was right there in the middle of that celebration right there. He was 93 years old. Condolences there to all who are impacted. I'm pretty sure that includes all of K-State Nation at this very time. So throughout this week, definitely keep the Barretts and all who are definitely affected by this passing in your prayers at this very time. So yeah, Ernie Barrett, aka Mr. K-State, did his thing. All faces in his sports. I know he was I already read up on something. He was an All-American in the basketball court as well. So definitely very sad news there to end late last week there. And I wanted to mention that, but that got kind of put to a side there. So I wanted to bring it up first thing here on this postcast of baseball. So let's all keep the Barrett family in your thoughts and prayers this week, K-State Nation, off of that. So can't really, not a good way to transition to that, but on the other flip side of that, K-State baseball did not get a sweep against UC Irvine, as the Anteaters put up a fight against K-State and pretty much was all over K-State in Irvine, California in Game 3, the series finale, 7-1 yesterday, dropping the Cats now, handing them their 16th loss of the series there. Let's see, the Anteaters, their fourth three-game series win of the season and their second consecutive after sweeping the past rival Kansas this weekend, with major moves in the Big 12 over the weekend. The Cats now, looking at them now in the standings, at least Big 12 conference-wise, sitting in the top three after this. Again, UC Irvine obviously is not a conference opponent, but with the way that, looking at the baseball, Big 12 side of things now, everything getting shook up. Cats now dropped the third after they came in this past week second. Now they dropped the third there, as Pete Hughes talked about the game yesterday. Quote, we had opportunities drive a couple of big innings and were unable to make it happen. And then manager Pete Hughes continuing, quote, 11 left on base is a lot. We've been very good lately with runners in scoring position. Unfortunately, we were not successful today, end quote there, as Colin Ruffamel for K-State was handed the loss in this one here. Let's take a look at Inside the Box Score here on the Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition. Eddie Greer, your host for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. UC Irvine now 23-13 on the season, and K-State again drops to 26-16. UC Irvine, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors. Kansas State, 1 run, 8 hits, no errors there. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes. Attendance, just over 800 there in Irvine, California there. The weather was pretty good out there in Cali, out there as well. Pitching-wise there, I already mentioned Carl Ruffamel, a losing pitcher. Went 5 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, walked. UC Irvine player struck out 5 to complete the rest of that. Cole Wissenbaker, who was busy this week in the series, and Mason Buss, who went 2 strong, 2 hits, no runs, and struck out 2. Winning pitcher belonged to Michael Stanford, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run ball, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. In the game, K-State, any offense size? Major Hughes mentioned it there in his press release there after the game. 11 men on base. We've seen K-State lose or win games leaving more than that and losing more than that as well. So you can't have your candy and have your cake at the same time, right? Right. Whatever that saying is. Anyways, Cash Ruggley did keep his on-base streak alive again via walk. So that's 24 straight for Cash, but did not get a hit in this game. He struck out all 3 times there. Brandon Jones, no hits. Nick Goodwin, 2-for-5. Brady Day, 3-for-4. Kalen Culpepper, he went hitless on the day. The only person, I'm trying to see who got drove in that run. Rafael Patellar drove in the only K-State run. He went 1-for-4. Roberto Pena, who's been really hot in the last, month and a half, did not get a hit in this game. So there's that. Here's some notes here. Cole Johnson. Excuse me. Ooh, that was bad. Cole Johnson expanded his hit streak to 6 games. I want to mention Cash. 24 straight games on base there. Cats now lead the all-time series against UC Irvine. Still 5-3 K-State now. 13-8 on the road here in 2023. There as well. So next up for the Cats here will be UC Riverside, and when you look at the record, this is a team that it should beat 8-28 on the season. But hey, we lost to St. Thomas, who was 1-20, something like that this year. So Cats better be on top of their game tomorrow when these two teams collide. UC Riverside tomorrow night at Riverside Sports Complex. Everything begins, first pitch a little bit after 6:30 Central. There, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, you have that. Check it out. If you're not able to do that, if you're busy with work and stuff afterwards, you can catch the game on the Manhattan radio station, Manhattan K's radio station, K-Man 1350, for more coverage on that. So UC Riverside next for K-State Tuesday Night Baseball. Riverside 8-23, and they're 2-13. If I'm looking at, 2-13 in their conference, which is the Big West as well. So on paper, K-State, they should win this game. But again, as I just mentioned a minute ago, we lost to St. Thomas, who was 1-13, way back early this season. So, but I have confidence in this team. They're going to go over there and take care of business, and then. Yeah, the schedule gets even tougher, like we talked about in the past episode, weekly of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly episode 154. If you have not checked it out, please do that. We will be back with a weekly this week, and you guys are going to be in for a treat. There's going to be a little change up this week. Alex got a lot of things going on, so there's going to be a little change of plans here. So if you're not already subscribed to Pro Project Podcast, which you should do, make sure you're on there right now. Get yourself caught up, because I got a little change up here for you on a weekly edition coming up here on this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Again, if you're first time listening, thank you for stopping by, downloading, giving us a listen. The next thing you need to do, make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State baseball rolling was stellar over the weekend. We'll get you caught up on that later on this week. Women's golf ended the Big 12 tournament on the women's side. A little shaky. The men up next. I'm excited for that. We'll get you all set up for that as well. Spring football's in the books as summer workouts approach on that side. K-State women's basketball hit a huge recruit last week as well. That is up on the pod now. If you missed that, check that. A lot of things going on. So we don't just cover football and men's basketball on this podcast. We don't do that like pretty much most of the K-State podcasts do here in Manhattan. It's still good coverage because that is more the K-State experts, more closely to the team. They do a fine job, but we cover all things K-State. We're covering outside of that, so definitely make sure you add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts if you're listening here in Manhattan or outside the state of Kansas. That's going to do it on this postcast edition. K-State baseball team now 26-16 now going to Tuesday night. It's UC Riverside. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast continues this week. Go Cats.